to the Codings Pro podcast series. My name is Stephanie Chizik, and I'm editor-in-chief of Codings Pro magazine. Joining us today is Stuart Binstock, president and CEO of Construction Financial Management Association. CFMA started a task group in 2016 called the Construction Industry Alliance for Suicide Prevention. And that has since grown into a standalone organization. Their goal is to create a zero suicide industry. Currently, construction is the number one industry for death by suicide. We'll chat with Stuart about that and a bit more on today's episode. So, Stuart, thanks so much for joining us.
Nice to be here with you, Stephanie.
How did you get started in the industry?
Oh, gosh. Well, that goes back a long time. I was a lawyer, and I was working for a legal publishing company. And a gentleman that I worked with got a job at this place called the Associated General Contractors.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea what that organization was, but told me a few months later that there was a job for an EEO lawyer available, and I was not terribly excited about where I currently was. I applied for that job, I got it, and here we are about 35 years later.
Wow. You're still around the industry and making things happen. That's awesome. That's great.
I'm still kicking.
Yeah. So why don't you walk us through then, how did CFMA get involved in the suicide prevention aspect of the construction industry?
Well, that's a great question. And I think the answer to that question is people make a difference. Hmm. Really, one person who was a member of ours really prompted us to look into this topic about 5 years ago. A gentleman named Cal Beyer, he wrote an article. A woman named Sally Spencer Thomas, who's an expert in the field. And it was on suicide and the causes of suicide. And he sent it to the editor of our magazine, Christy Dombowski. Christy walked into my office and she said, we usually have tax articles, succession planning. We don't really talk about suicide prevention. And I said, well, you're right. We don't. Maybe we should. And so we took that bold leap off the cliff, having no idea what would happen based on that article. I always say there was a tsunami of activity after that article came out about 5 years ago now. And the article just hit a nerve with the industry, and people just came out of the woodwork telling us about their stories, talking about people who they knew died by suicide, and it just became, it not only became the right thing to do, but it was actually the right thing to do as an association, because the way we explain it is a financial person in a construction company, a CFO or a controller, they're in charge of managing the assets of and the resources of that company. Mm-hmm. And what is more important to a construction company and its human resources. And if you can do anything to help improve the human resources that really are what make or break a construction company, you'll improve the company. So that's how we kind of decided to go full bore into the subject. As I said, it was not only the right thing to do, but it was the right thing from a business standpoint.
Right. Oh, that's amazing. I mean, and I think it definitely makes sense that there seems to be, at least anecdotally, a lot of times there could be a connection maybe between, finances and or lack thereof and mental health or, mental stability in certain times, I would guess.
Well, I'll tell you where it fits in, Stephanie. It fits in from a business standpoint in terms of your workers' compensation claims, getting sued by people for claiming that, they've had an issue with mental health. Protecting people's mental health and improving it is, frankly, is good business.
Oh, yeah. And like you said, it's just good to protect your workers in any way that you can, give that support.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. And we talked a little bit about that in this day and age because construction, as we all know, has a stigma. People, think it's not the right industry. They're not going to encourage their kids to go into that industry. And that's going to be even worse if they find out that we have the highest suicide rate of any industry in the country. That's why it's important as a company to really look at this issue closely, see what you can do as a company and improve your company's ratings in this regard. It'll help you from an employment standpoint. Bring in folks who don't necessarily didn't think they wanted to be part of the industry. Maybe we'll reconsider. And then if they see that you care about your employees, and worried about their mental health, that's going to be a win-win for the company.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that I think you're referencing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They came out with a report that said that construction is the number one industry for suicide. Is there any, don't mean to put you on the spot, but do we know why that is?
Yeah, we do. First of all, let me just put this in context. I mean, this is really important. OSHA spends a lot of money monitoring safe workplaces, and they have what's called the Fatal Four. I don't have off the top of my head what the Fatal Four are. Those are the four main accidents that happen where people died from those.
Mm-hmm.
In 2018, there were about 1,000 of those fatalities. And in the same year, there were 5,000 construction suicides.
Mm.
So the thing that our members spend so much time and so much money on, which is safety, this is, and they try and prevent falls and these accidents, this has five times as many deaths. So the question you asked is why? First of all, just from a demographic standpoint, men, white men, actually, from their early 20s through their 50s, for some reason account for the bulk of suicide. And we are in a male-dominated industry. So that demographic does not help. Mm-hmm. But the other factors that have considerable impact, there's kind of a tough guy culture in construction. So, you know, you don't really share your feelings. There's family separation and isolation when a contractor or a laborer travels,
mm-hmm.
Frequently travels, so you have site separation and isolation. There can be sleep deprivation due to shift work. There's seasonal layoffs and end of project furloughs, which put a lot of stress on a person and his family. It unfortunately has a fairly tolerant culture for alcohol and substance abuse. It's the industry with the highest use of prescription opioids.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that relates to the fact that, folks get hurt and they have chronic pain.
Right.
So that impacts. And then there's two other factors, performance pressures. And in today's day and age, and I know you wanted to talk about COVID, in today's day and age, there's a lot of pressure on people at work. So, some places around the country haven't had much of an impact. Some have shut down. You know, you can imagine what that would do, the pressures it would put on the company, and therefore it would put on the employees. And then the last reason is, unfortunately, access to lethal means. Guns are pretty plentiful in the culture of many of the folks in the construction industry, and that is unfortunately the easiest way to die by suicide. So, all of those factors add up to why the suicide rate is so high in construction.
Yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense now that you've kind of laid it all out, and all those compounding factors can sort of, add up to a tricky situation, I would imagine.
Yep.
You mentioned briefly, you're right, I did, I hate to mention this always, it feels like it's continuously, in our vernacular these days, but we can't avoid it, that COVID-19 is still going on right now. And I was just thinking, I guess, how something like that, how it affects the economy, and therefore, like you're saying, it could affect the bottom line of what's going on with these construction industries, construction companies as well, could affect the mental health of the workers out in the field too. So it sounds like that might be accurate.
It's an added stressor, the way I would put it, Stephanie. It's an added stress that in an already stressful environment and a stressful industry.
Mm-hmm. Certainly not helping, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to clarify one point, since we're talking about OSHA, we're talking about the CDC. So I'm imagining then that a lot of these numbers that we're referring to, because we do have an international subscriber base, so these are probably US based. Is that correct?
They are US-based, but I will tell you, if you have any folks in the UK or in Australia, they have very vigorous suicide prevention campaigns in both of those countries. And in fact, their efforts make ours pale in comparison.
Oh, wow.
I believe in Australia, solely for construction, they have about a $1.5 million budget and hundreds of employees on the payroll working to support suicide prevention. You know,
Wow.
we're a country, I don't know how many times higher, bigger, maybe 10 times more bigger, and we don't have anywhere near that kind of support. This is not just a U.S. issue. This is an international, this is a worldwide issue.
Do you think that, I mean, this is kind of sadly, I've been in this job now, I wouldn't say a little over 7 years, and this is probably the first, in-depth conversation I've even had or heard about regarding suicide. Is it partially a problem of it's just not being discussed enough in the country at least?
Yes, I mean, we really started the conversation 5 years ago. Before that article that I just mentioned, it was not on any radar. So this is a relatively new topic in the construction industry. I'll tell you an interesting story I like to tell, because I think it says a lot about the industry. I was talking to an electrical contractor at their annual conference a few years ago, and I told him that we had started this initiative, suicide prevention. He looked at me and his eyes kind of bugged out at me, and he said, "How'd you know about us?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "How'd you find out about what happened at our company?" I said, "I have no idea what happened." He said, "We've had three suicides in the last 18 months. The last one was a foreman who hung himself in the boiler room of a Fortune 100 company. And I had to go out and explain to the Fortune 100 company how we continue to do business." And then not only did he have to deal with that, but then the spouse, the person who died by suicide, then sued the company.
Oh
So
my.
this is a topic that just people have not wanted to talk about. You know, I go to I end up at a lot of safety meetings because this is the only place where they'll talk about this. And I was kind of admonishing one organization. They said that they had their safety council. It wasn't their safety and health council. It was their safety council. Safety is easy to talk about. You got to wear a hard hat. There are things you can do to prevent fatality. But when you start to talk about mental health, it is a very complex, very difficult conversation. And there is a stigma about talking about it. And so what we're trying to do is remove the stigma.
Right. That's amazing and probably constant work for you guys. But that makes sense to start it sort of at that the safety level, I guess, the safety and health level, that is.
I always say that this initiative should have come from the safety department of the construction company. But the reality is it wasn't. And we started the initiative, we picked up the mantle. And I always kind of kid people say, "Well, how did a bunch of accountants end up leading an effort on suicide prevention?" And we did because there was a vacuum, and we decided to fill the vacuum.
That's great. I'm so glad you guys stepped in. It sounds like the industry certainly needs it, and to be able to discuss it more is great too. So, thanks for sharing that story. I have a question kind of pertaining to that made me think of, so within suicide, if a suicide has happened, are there resources that you guys have for coworkers and family members and that sort that you can share? And then on the flip side, if someone is in trouble or is challenge, having a challenging time, or do you have resources for them as for those people as well?
The answer to both questions is yes. So now it's probably a good time for me to mention the website, www.preventconstructionsuicide.com. That is the website of the Construction Industry Alliance for Suicide Prevention. So what happened, as you mentioned in your introduction, once we got into this space, we realized that CFMA by itself was not going to be able to handle this issue. It's much bigger than CFMA, the whole industry. we embarked on finding partners and found lots of them, lots of associations, lots of folks who were willing to help us. And so then we kind of jettisoned off Industry Alliance from CFMA and turned it into a separate. So we have a separate entity where people can get tax deductions. And so we're housed separately, not just CFMA. There are a lot of folks doing great work. ABC has been very involved. They've done great work. But the labor unions have gotten involved. But I think I avoided answering your question, Stephanie. I never like when people do that to me. So let me answer your question. That is, we do have things on the front end and on the back end. The first thing is to know the warning signs. If you go to our website, you'll see the warning signs listed. We even have little pocket things that you can purchase from us that you can pass out to all your employees that show, they say, know the warning signs. They have all the warning signs listed on there so someone doesn't have to memorize them, but can just look at this and see if it fits. Like someone feeling sad or depressed most of the time, increased use of alcohol, drugs, extreme mood swings, feeling hopeless and helpless, things of that nature. And then there are specific construction industry warning signs, decreased productivity, conflict among coworkers, near accidents, injuries, job, decreased problem-solving ability, and those are kind of the warning signs. Those are on the front end. We also we have partnered with a group called Living Works, and they have a training program that we offer very, very discounted rate on our website, and it teaches you to do four things. It teaches you to, the acronym is TASK. Tune in, ask, state, and connect. And those are kind of the four steps when you meet somebody, you think they may be having issues, the whole training program involved in that. So the other answer is yes, we do have downstream. If you unfortunately run into suicide, we do have information.
Okay, that's great. I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of resources then that are out there that people could reach out and check out. So I guess just, you know, one last question that I would have is, you know, what can we do as people in the industry, people in the field? It sounds like staying informed, but is there anything else that we can do to help move that needle in a positive way?
Well, I think we have lots of resources available for folks to use that they can use on the job site. So we have Toolbox Talk. We have, you know, concrete things that you can use in the field. We have, for the management of the company, we have a document called the integration checklist, where you can look at five different parts of your company and see how prepared you are. You know, so there's crisis response questions. Right? Are you ready if a crisis comes up? What's the corporate culture that leading problems like this? So there's lots of things you can do both at the field level and also at the headquarters level, and all those resources are available on that website, and I would strongly suggest you go through that, take a look, and I think you'll find a great deal of information available. I would be remiss if I did not say, and if you are otherwise inclined, we would love for you to donate. This is a totally volunteer effort. We have not, CFMA has contributed funds, and other companies have contributed funds, but there's no dues to be part of this. We ask people to stand up, fight against suicide, and that stand up is an acronym that I'm trying right now. but I will, and it's an acronym that's Stand Up for Suicide Prevention. So it's talking about creating safe cultures, providing training to identify, help those at risk, raising awareness about suicide crisis destruction, normalizing conversation around suicide and mental health, and ultimately decreasing the risk associated with suicide. We'd like people to go to the website and actually sign the pledge. We just think that will increase the awareness, and we're going to continue to fight people in the construction industry.
Yeah, that's amazing. Again, just for our listeners, the website is preventconstructionsuicide.com. It sounds like that's a good starting place for people to kind of find all of the other information that you've mentioned as well. Thanks so much. You obviously you saw a need and you stepped in where you needed to. So I know it's a great sort of fight to fight. So thank you for doing that. And thank you so much for chatting with us, Stuart. It's been a great chat.
My pleasure, Stephanie. I enjoyed it as well. And I thank you for highlighting this in your magazine and highlighting it in the industry, because that's the more we do that, the more we can remove the stigma and the more progress we can make.
Awesome. Thanks, Stuart. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks again to Stuart Binstock, President and CEO of Construction Financial Management Association. They are the ones who started the Construction Industry Alliance for Suicide Prevention. One more time, that website is preventconstructionsuicide.com. It's just so important that everyone go to the website for their resources if it is something that you would like to share in your toolbox talks, or if you have the need for resources that potentially could be there, as he called it. It sounds like upstream or downstream. So certainly an important part of the industry that might not get enough attention. So hopefully we can help shed a little light on that part of the construction industry and as I said, help kind of move that needle in the positive area. So please do reach out to them for more information. Reach out to coatingspromag.com if you are looking for other information pertaining to the coatings industry. Of course, we have more podcast episodes up there, as well as information for coatings contractors in the safety area, in the admin area, all kinds of things. So check that out. Check out Stuart's organization and looking forward to having everyone back for our next podcast episode. As always, even more so, please stay happy, healthy, and happy coatings. Thanks so much.